Pequeño. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
It's going to make you jump out of a window and rape white women.
Desi.
I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out and I received some oral attention.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM, Channel 1.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
That was a mess up.
We are getting high. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Well, it was right on the sound.
It was perfect, actually, because we're
wrong
passing
piece,
the...
though.
Yeah, exactly.
Passing whoopsie the pipe doodles around on the bong.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Well, goddamn it. Welcome to the Oddcast.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
As you can see, we're high already, unfortunately. Sorry. Usually, actually.
Usually. You know how it goes.
I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. I haven't seen you guys in a minute. I miss you guys.
I know.
I really did. I walked in and told Robert, I said, I miss you, man.
Did
yeah,
I did. I kind of did.
I was like, Dusty. I was kidding.
And then I miss you, and I was like, oh, where's my Desi? And now I see you guys. I'm like, aw. Feels good.
Do we complete you now or what?
Yes.
I feel complete.
I feel like Jerry Maguire. You guys complete
me.
We put
the pieces of the face together. It's the Oddcast.
All together now.
I did miss it, though. We have been gone for a minute.
Just handling business.
Yeah, handling some business. Yeah. And, you know, riding out 420 because last week was...
A very high, hazy time.
Yeah.
Very high and hazy.
We had a long day, though.
We worked
the day before 420 at the dispensary. And then we did a show that night, and we didn't actually go to bed till like midnight, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to get up we had to be there at 4:20 a.m.
Yeah.
So we only got like maybe 3 hours or
that's
so of sleep.
Crazy.
The funny thing is that we ended up waking up at 4:28.
Yeah.
And we got
speaking
there, like,
of, speaking of, tomorrow is my birthday.
Yeah.
And in honor of... I chose a whole bunch of 28s throughout the show.
Okay.
The intro was number 28 on the list of 50 that I made.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I like that.
And there was also a part in one of the songs that's coming up later that it ends at 4:28.
Really? Yeah. So you're kind of going with this like 7 Jim Carrey thing, like or 6?
Yeah,
what was the movie?
4:28 follows me around. It
yeah,
really
it does. He
does
always
it.
Talks about it.
Every like, time, like...
So you're that guy.
Some reason, I get a receipt, says 4:28. It's either 4:20 or 4:28.
Uh-huh.
I just happen to glance at the clock, 4:28.
Didn't you get a hotel once and it was 4:28?
Yeah, I was in a hotel room once and I didn't pick it out.
That's pretty creepy, actually, dude.
Yeah, and it was in 4:28.
That's pretty effing creepy.
And then I went on... I went on a business trip with my boss, went to his brother's house, and his brother's address was... 4282.
Okay, this is getting too creepy.
Wait, Joey.
This is
can you
really...
just feed the cat outside?
Yeah.
There's food on top of the refrigerator.
There's cats outside humping right now, ladies and gentlemen.
The cat's just like, meow. That's all you can hear in the background.
There's one cat getting raped by 8 other cats. They're all just surrounding this cat. I mean, we're literally watching a gang rape of cats.
Yeah.
We seriously are.
It's my wild domesticated cat.
Remember that cat I told you about? The one that climbed on top of me out of the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah,
this is the one.
That's
the this is the one outside getting raped right
yes.
now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you feel an obligation to go save him? Or?
No.
Her. It's a girl. Yeah. I named her Sybil, and I've been feeding her ever since. Because you know what? She's just kicks it out there. I don't have to bring her in. You know, I just feed her, and she's very friendly. So why not have a cat now?
She gets...
You just buy food, $1 from the 99.
That's, this is why it's still out there.
Yeah,
I've been feeding... I can't say no without their crying.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
true.
I have to feed you.
Yeah, now it's out there crying because it's getting... gang raped by some black cats.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did
say black cats have big dicks, dude.
Oh, does that cross
it
species?
Crosses it does. Dogs, donkeys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Zebras. Zebras are half and half. But yeah.
I think she's just crying because she's in heat, no?
I think so.
No, she's dude.
Oh, really?
It's going
there, there's like
down
two
outside.
Different cats I saw out there that were actually trying to, you know, vie for her attention.
That's
yeah, I did
crazy.
See another cat out there the other day. Yeah. But anyways, back to the fucking 420.
Yeah. So speaking of kind of 420, I'm going to Jamaica in a couple weeks. So
what?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of been working out, getting my shit ready. I haven't drank beer all week, so I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna be in Jamaica.
Well,
just
in that
totally.
What are
you going this to- is vodka. Vodka has less calories than beer. Thank
you
very much.
Jamaica for
just a vacation.
Really?
Straight. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Straight vacation. Just gonna smoke and toke to my. I can't breathe anymore.
Well, that. Oh wait, Denise did say that she goes on vacation. Every
yeah.
Week.
Yeah. We go. Yeah. I try once a year at least, dude, to hit
That's
vacation,
awesome.
Man. Just
do you need a photographer?
Work so hard. You always offer your photography services.
Hey, I'm portable.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah, we could probably fit you in there.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you go out there, it's going to be you and it's going to be Denise.
True.
Who's going to take your pictures?
You know what? That's a good question. Let me round up another $3,000 and I'll get back at you.
Thanks.
Deal?
Cool. Thanks. I hope so. I hope you mean that.
Yeah, I
hold you to it.
I got you. Let me round up $3,000 in the next
I'm going
to
know
weeks.
Where you are if you don't start answering your phone calls.
Actually, I'm moving,
weeks.
So you don't know my new place.
Ah, shit.
That's another thing. Moving.
Right.
Love it. Back
Where are
to
you
LBC.
Moving to?
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Yes. So pool party at the Oddcast Palace.
Oh, that's right. I was going to ask you, is it a house?
Yeah, no, it's an apartment, but a nice, very nice apartment.
They have a pool to let you use?
Yes.
For everybody?
Yeah, for everybody. Everybody.
Oh,
we have three
cool.
pools, actually. It's a very big place. Gym, everything. Love it.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to be. As people say, the nice part of Long Beach.
Oh, North Long Beach.
North Long Beach is kind of towards Compton, so it gets a little sketchy there. I'm more, I'm right in the middle of Long Beach, actually.
Okay.
A lot of nice cops driving around.
I wouldn't ask for too many details. We don't
white
want people,
people
know where you live.
So, kind of like living around the white folks.
Some people should know where you live.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I wish I didn't still live here.
Make get a crazy fan, some Frank Buddhas coming to look for
Hopefully
you.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, seriously.
But, you know. Hey, what have you been up to? I mean, we haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah,
so what have you been doing?
Getting high, getting drunk, working. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm actually not joking. I'm
All
dead
at the same
serious.
Time, huh?
Dead serious. But no, just hanging out, man. Just really just handling some behind the scenes stuff, the moving thing, getting ready for vacation, and just that's about it, man. Just pumping up the show, getting some very cool responses from people from our show, man. You know, so we got to talk about that later. We'll bring up some of the emails, but we're getting some really, really, really good responses from our people out there.
I know.
You know, really want to thank you guys for loving our show, man.
Did you introduce your friends, our guys?
Well, yeah. We're going to do some later.
Okay.
We're going to do some later.
Sorry if I killed it. Jeez.
We're trying to build up
just
the suspense.
I didn't know if you forgot because you were high.
They're just chilling
Nobody
out.
Nobody tells
a
me this stuff.
Yeah, they're back there smoking.
They're
and,
in the
and
green
chilling.
Room.
Yeah,
yes,
the green
exactly.
Room. Technically, the green room.
No, so Destiny, you did you hit somebody today?
Oh yeah,
Bring
no, was
that
it
up.
Today or was it was yesterday? I think it was yesterday at the Carl's Jeep.
Please don't give a city or anything because they will track you down.
No, I didn't run away.
Oh, really?
What had happened is. Oh. Me and Joey are in the drive-thru, and, you know, there's a car in front of us. We're waiting, whatever. And we were horse-playing. We kept kind of, like, hitting each other, and we're playing around. And I went to sock him, and I accidentally slugged him really hard in the nose. And at the same time, when I realized I hit him, I let go of the brake. And my car just went boop into the car in front of me, and I went hit him at the same time. It was just happened at the same exact time. So I was like, oh, crap. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Oh, shit, I hit this car. You know, so I put it in reverse. I back out. I'm telling him sorry. And I see the girl getting out of her car to look at it. And I'm like, sorry. And she just looks at me and dogs me. Looks
I
at her car.
My boyfriend.
No, sorry. And, she just, like, dogged me and then got back in her car. And when I looked, I can kind of see that I left some scratches.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't do anything. She just drove away.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of like, okay. Maybe, well, what Joey was saying is, like, she probably didn't have insurance or something.
Yeah, she
so, probably didn't want to deal with the problem.
It was in Huntington
Hispanic,
Park.
Hispanic.
Huntington Park.
Gotcha. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
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 Gotcha.
She just looked pissed off. And I was like, oops.
You know, I've actually gotten bumped a couple times, and I've just, you know,
just
said
F it, yeah.
Because it didn't
here.
Really do anything to my car.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Do you remember the time we got hit on that stoplight by the old man, and we thought he did damage to the back of your car, your PT, remember? We were parked at the red light, and this car, all of a sudden, we just get boom.
Oh, yeah, that was one of
we
them.
We got hit, like, it felt like they left, like, there was going to be damage. Uh-huh. So we pull over, and we're like, oh, fuck. We go out and look, there's not a damn
PT
scratch.
Cruiser, American car, when it comes to accidents, good shit. Comes
well,
to engine,
not,
bad.
Not when it comes to wheel bearings, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I heard you got stranded in San Diego this weekend.
No, San Diego County.
Escondido, sorry.
No. Outside Escondido.
Give it Valley Center.
Valley Center, California.
Yonder.
It's out up in the hills then there.
Uh-huh.
It's over actually where right next door to the Harris Casino.
Okay.
Do you know where that's at?
Yes, I do. Harris Casino. Yeah, it's in San Diego County.
Right. It was actually, you know, maybe a mile down the road. You could see it from her backyard.
You should have went and visited Jessica.
So who lives out there? Like, what's going on out
there? My friend Robin actually was, it's funny because me and her share a great deal of parallels in our lives.
Really?
And like opposites, but they're still kind of the same.
You've been freaking me out.
Okay, because look, my name's Robert. Her name's Robin. Robin is the female version of Robert.
What? Okay? Is her birthday 428?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Her birthday is May 16th.
Does that add up somehow to 428?
No, she's also a Taurus.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, just like me.
Go ahead.
Okay, and she has a red car. I have a red car. Hers is a Chevy. That's American, right?
Yes.
So is Chrysler, right? Chevy is...
Yes, correct.
See, so we both got American cars. You guys American both, red cars.
That's what a coinky dink.
Yeah, our both sisters are named Destiny.
What?
Yes.
No.
I swear to
is
God.
Is she the same age as you? Is her sister the same age as
she's
me?
She's the same age as you.
Your friend Robin?
Yes.
Oh. So her sister's younger? Older?
Yeah. She's like my opposite, but my same at the same time. That's so weird.
That's very weird, dude.
Yeah, to have my name now. Yeah. Now. You don't meet many Destinies.
But see, I think I can sit here with... Joe.
Her mom's birthday is the same as mine.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I could sit here with Joe probably, and after a good hour conversation, we could probably think about 8 coincidences together that we have. So
ours are very similar.
You guys are both dark-skinned, dude.
Yeah, exactly. We both get pulled over by the police all the time. Oh, wait, that's just because we're brown.
Yeah, but anyway. That's where I was for the last 2 days.
Your shirts are red and black. He's got a black shirt underneath.
Exactly, see?
No, our parallels go way deeper than that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This goes with the cosmos.
Yeah. Well.
She's a really good friend, though.
She is?
And her boyfriend helped me fix my car.
Uh-huh.
But we hit a snag while I was up there and fixing the car.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody's out there ever changed a wheel bearing, you have to have a very, very sophisticated tool that presses these wheel bearings in your tire.
4-inch... Give Whatever it to me, Adam is. Carolla.
I don't know. I don't know the tool. It's called a bearing press.
Damn.
Which we didn't have, and it requires a very, very strong.
Did
amount
they have
of force.
To fly in some specialists from Wisconsin to come in?
No. Luckily, a mechanic down the street actually did it for us. But my friend did everything else.
Uh-huh.
He just couldn't get that part in.
Damn.
So that kind of sucked. But we got it taken care of. I finally got out of there. And I was glad to come home, but I was sorry to leave because it was kind of peaceful. It was nice up there.
Yeah.
Up in the mountains.
After smoking an eighth, apparently, in 3 days.
I took an eighth up there. And
and killed it.
And it took 3 days to get rid of it. But
nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I had about 4 eighths last week. They're all gone.
Damn. See, I went through.
All my weed's gone.
I still have one.
I even bought a gram of platinum headband.
Oh, hey.
I only paid $11 for it.
Anything with platinum and headband in the title? I'm all for it.
But I smoke that, too. I'm out of weed.
Oh, my God. All right.
I have to go re-up tomorrow.
We got to do something.
The news, baby.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut. Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now, for the news.
So, you guys know I love MILFs. Right now, I'm kind of envying Michael Douglas because he just came out and said that he was seduced at 16 by... not one, but two of his mom's friends.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Michael Douglas had his way with two, apparently. Two of his mother's friends taught him everything he knows about sex, according to an upcoming interview that he's going to be doing on with Ellen DeGeneres, or whoever she is. Basically, the 65-year-old actor says the women were both 30 at the time, while he was 16, and he basically thinks they're probably dead right now. They're probably about 80. He's kind of did the math on them. But yeah, mom's friends... apparently not one, but two.
You know, that's funny, though, because if you think about it, if we go back to that, what was that guy's name, Roman Polanski?
Yeah, yeah.
If we think about him and at what he did to that, you know, 15-year-old girl,
uh-huh.
It's kind of the same thing, but nobody's really making a big stink about it, are they?
Because he's a man, and we, as teenagers, I can speak for every man in this room right now, we pray, we go to sleep and pray to the
Hoping
Almighty
to get seduced.
That something like this happens to us. And how many times has it happened to me? Zero.
I know.
Well, isn't he a sex addict also?
But this is 16. He probably was.
Well,
that's probably
why.
That could be why. Yeah, that's very true. So yeah, Michael Douglas did his thing with a couple of MILFs.
Well, let's see. I got a YouTube story.
YouTube.
It said YouTube's first video uploaded 5 years ago today.
Really?
Yeah. So although YouTube's birthday is officially February 14th, 2005, the first video was actually uploaded on the site 5 years ago on April 23rd, 2005. Well, not today.
But, you know, kind of. Yeah. Give or take a few
days.
In
the general vicinity.
Yeah, so the video was titled Me at the Zoo. It was a short It was a short film or video by Yako Lap.
Sounds like a porn I watched.
And it was only 19 seconds long, showing the YouTube founder, Jawed. I can't pronounce this name, but whatever.
It's Jawed Karim.
There you go.
Good job, Rob.
Let's see. The video doesn't look like much, but it sparked a revolution. By July 2006, more than 65,000 videos were uploaded on the site every day. In October the same year, Google acquired YouTube for $1.65 billion, a reminder of how fast things move in the age of the internet.
Think about how many people have became stars off of YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking gophers and fucking little kids in the back high from the dentist. That's my favorite one. The little kid in the back seat coming from the dentist.
We got Carlos on the shower.
Yeah, I was hoping he would get like hits.
I know, didn't get any though.
Not that many. No, he's not
wasn't that
popular.
Funny.
Yeah, no, because there's some funny shit out there, man.
There is.
And YouTube just like literally instantly made people stars. Like a million people know who you are now because of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool. That was a great invention.
Although
dude.
I have
there's,
no
there's
videos.
There's a really good show out there. It's kind of like a talk soup kind of thing.
Equals Three?
Yeah, Equals Three with... Ray William Johnson.
Oh, Ray. Good old Ray.
Yeah, you know him.
Nope.
No.
Is he black?
No.
Okay, just check him.
But it's a really cool show. He kind of just like,
he
parodies.
He picks at videos.
Yeah, he picks at those viral videos.
Oh, okay. Because Ray William Johnson, that's like Ray William. My name Ray William Johnson. Doesn't
it's
sound
a
like,
really
hi,
good
my
show,
name
though.
Is Ray William Johnson.
Anybody
nice
out there,
you
should check it out. Okay. And it's at youtube.com/RayWilliamJohnson.
I'm going to check Ray. I like his name, so I'm going to check him out personally.
You want to hear the first ever YouTube video?
Let's do it. Me at the zoo?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants.
It's just the guy standing in front of some elephants.
It is a porn I've watched before.
No. How many views does it have? Like billions?
38.
It doesn't say here.
Oh, probably because it got so many.
And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow, he was the first guy to do it, to do the YouTube thing. Yeah. Damn.
Well, it's the creator, so it makes
interesting.
Sense.
He is a creator. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's one of the founders.
Gotcha. Okay, that's pretty damn
cool.
Makes
sense.
YouTube is the shit.
But you know, let's go on down to South Park. Something. How's that song go?
It's my favorite show.
Going down to South Park.
Love
gonna
that
have
show.
Well, the South Park 200th episode came on. It came out, and it was filled with controversy because they were making fun of the deception of the Prophet Muhammad.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
Oy.
And I guess the whole thing about it is these Muslim revolutionaries are saying that if they don't take, you know, remove this episode or get rid of it or whatever they got to do not to air it, then they said, we pray that Allah kills the creators.
Damn, Matt
and Trey.
Yeah, those guys. Damn.
Yeah.
How many death threats do you think they get, like, from God?
I don't know,
they
but this,
got, like,
this one's kind of
like,
serious, though, because... the post also included a picture of the assassination of Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh by a Muslim extremist in 2004.
I remember that story. Yeah. I remember that story.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
because
he didn't.
South Park's awesome.
Yeah, South Park is the shit.
So they're kind of saying that, hey, it happened before. Other people have died for not listening to us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Wow. They better take heed.
Is that
dude,
a threat?
I would hate to lose the creators of South Park. Is South Park. I've spent some of my most highest, greatest moments watching South Park.
Haven't we all?
It's fucking
South Park
funny.
Is the shit, dude.
I'm out of bitch.
Speaking of,
I love that
speaking
one.
Of something else that I personally am going to want to see, apparently Tiger Woods' mistress, is pitching her own reality show.
Really?
If anybody still gives a fuck about the Tiger Woods news.
Not really basically, anymore. I'm kind of over it.
I'm kind of over it too, but mistress number one, Rachel Yucatel, the whore that started it off, freaking cunt, sorry lady, it was basically went to Perez Hilton's party, and she was prompted by Ellen Nordregan to fly off and talk about her own reality show. She flew off the handle and just started pitching her own reality show about, but this is the premise, to find her a nice boy who presumably doesn't have a wife, doesn't have a kid, and a career to ruin.
Wow.
So she's basically going to be like the Rock of Love guy who's all messed up in the head right now or
so
something.
So she gets to go bone a bunch of guys before she
basically,
picks one.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
Because that's all those shows are.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what's going on with Bret Michaels?
Bret Michaels?
I heard he was sick.
A hemorrhage? Something's going on with the hemorrhage, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I think so. He hit his head on stage, and now he's got a brain hemorrhage.
Did he hit his head? Okay.
Life,
really?
Something like that.
No, I don't think he hit his head. I think it was just like a natural thing that...
Like an aneurysm?
Yeah, it was something like, some condition he didn't know he had.
Oh.
Went into the doctor, found out about it, But yeah, he's not doing too good, dude.
Maybe he got hit by Tito Ortiz.
Oh, shit. Tito. No,
yeah, Tito Ortiz arrested for domestic violence.
Surprise.
No, pretty much. Yeah, he said he was arrested on Monday for domestic violence against girlfriend Jenna Jameson. Yeah, the porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He beat her ass.
Ortiz was apprehended at his home he shares with Jameson in Huntington Beach after police received a phone call at 9:53 a.m. about a disturbance. Ortiz was transported to a nearby jail in Orange County.
He just looks like a pit bull off the leash, dude. Yeah. Like, so I'm not surprised.
That's kind of true.
I'm not surprised. I knew they were going to have one like little incident or whatever. Cause
one little incident, huh?
Yeah, I kind of thought
that's
that.
Kind of a big one. She that is,
yeah. True. Apparently, he like broke her shoulder. Like, there's some sort of shoulder injury that's pretty bad.
Oh, he really beat her ass.
There's a picture of her.
Oh, my God. Will she ever screw again?
I know. That's the first thing
her whole
I thought
career
about.
Is over.
Like, my selfish ass thought, is she ever going to be able to do porn again?
I hope her boobs didn't pop.
Because she was one of the first ones I've ever ejaculated on. Like, in my mind.
Right.
One of the first ones. She came out early 90s. I was on Jenna Jameson, dude.
What about big Crystal time. Waters?
Don't know her.
Really?
I mean, I maybe know her face. I don't know. I don't get too involved with the names. I just like
what
the
were those
80s
porn names you came
Let's
up
see.
With last time? I
oh,
could have sworn
we,
Crystal
we got
Waters was one of them.
No, but there probably was a few crystals and probably a few Waters because, yeah, there's that sounds like a generic porn name.
A generic porn name.
My name's Crystal Waters. I like that, actually.
Well, you ever heard of a band called Help?
Yeah, actually, I have.
No.
I have, personally. Not to kill your story, but
well,
I
it's actually a Beatles cover band.
Yeah, they're pretty popular, actually.
And the guy that plays Paul McCartney in that, he was arrested a couple weeks ago.
No shit. You know what? They were on Howard Stern, dude.
Really?
They were on Howard Stern a couple years ago.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. No, they're big. They're like the cover band for the Beatles.
Uh-huh. I said Theodore Felicity, Felicetti. Was arrested on Friday on an outstanding warrant for appeal for failure to appear on a drunken driving charge. Then
what?
He got it back in December. Yeah, it said investigators received tips that Felicity was played in the band, blah, 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 and that he would be appearing at a morning news show. Uh-huh. And they said the police showed up at the morning news show, let him finish his performance of I Am the Walrus, and then arrested him outside.
They let him finish first. That's like when they fire you at work and they let you complete the whole day, and then they fire you like 4:55 when you
or on American Idol when they get kicked off, they make you sing anyway.
Yeah, let's remind everybody why you suck.
Yeah, how do they see, I've been crying to fucking kill myself.
I just lost the biggest opportunity of my life.
I know.
Let me go and sing terribly again.
It's not the end of the road, honey.
And then at the end, you are horrible.
Damn, that was absolutely horrid.
It's funny because they're up there and they're like almost about to cry and they're singing, so then they sound even worse than they did the first time when they were trying.
Yeah, and then the second time they have to sing it, they don't even try. They really don't.
That's horrible. They shouldn't make them have to do that. But something that people thought wouldn't happen again is our good friend Naomi Campbell. Uh-oh. Strikes.
She hit somebody
again.
Else.
She actually did, Desi.
She hit someone else with a cell phone?
No, but you're pretty damn close. British supermodel Naomi Campbell is in the news again for her temper after a series of questions during an interview with an ABC News reporter prompted her to punch the camera filming her. After being questioned about whether or not she received a blood diamond from a former libertarian president, Campbell stormed out and punched the camera. You guys know what blood diamonds are, correct? Have you guys seen the movie Blood Diamond?
No.
No.
Okay, basically, in Africa, where diamonds come from, there's this whole like thing where people are born into slavery and like are basically slaves for the diamond industry. And they call these blood diamonds because people's blood have died on these things. There's been wars. There's literally wars going on for these diamonds and shit like that. So this reporter blamed her that she had a blood diamond. Having a blood diamond is like a big thing for people in the industry. When people go get their wedding rings and shit like that, they make sure it's not from a certain place. De Beers, who's one of the biggest diamond companies, mm-hmm. got in trouble years ago because apparently they had some blood diamonds. And yeah, look into it. It's pretty damn interesting.
I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah,
now.
It's a good ass movie, dude. Seriously.
Put that on my Netflix queue.
Great movie. I would definitely suggest it. But yeah, she fucking punched another reporter. What is up with this chick? Why don't she just sit
She's
down?
She's got anger issues.
She's like, OJ, dude, just sit down.
Let's make sure to put her name in this year's douchebag of the year award.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, wake up, bitch award or something. We gotta have.
She has to be one of the
bitch
nominees.
It out award.
Seriously. Jesus, lady.
Oh, that's terrible for Naomi Campbell. But you remember King Tut?
Yep.
You remember King Tut?
Yep. I've read about him.
You know that there was always this mystery about how he died, and you know nobody ever knew.
I do. Yeah.
Never figured out.
Uh-huh.
Well, they figured it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really.
Apparently, he died. He suffered from a cleft palate and a club foot.
Don't we all?
That was likely forcing him to walk with a cane, and he died from complications of a broken leg, exacerbated by malaria, according to the most extensive study ever on of his more than 3,300-year-old mummy.
See what our scientists are doing. Yeah. They're sitting around smoking weed.
And right before he died, he was eating this and that, and drinking.
He was eating cornflakes, oddly enough.
But that is a big story. Because me and Robert...
They had cornflakes?
Me and Robert, we consider... I mean, I went to a white school. Robert, you seem like you kind of delved into the books.
I was top of my class in a Mexican school.
Good job, which is not a bad feat.
Which is about the equivalent of being at a white school.
Going to a white school, exactly. Right. Average person at a white school.
Right.
And I learned about King Tut, dude. I learned it, and I remember reading stories about King Tut, like, oh, he died from this, and how did he die? But now that DNA is out, it's cool. They finally figured it out.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It puts, you know, an end to a really big mystery.
It makes me and you feel good, because I took a breath of relief when I heard that story personally.
I kind of did, too. I was like, really? They found out? Wow. Cool.
Was it something that was on my agenda?
White
and, you know,
it's the white school.
Actually, what we just shared right now was what the Urban Dictionary calls...
Give it to me. What is it called?
Bromance?
No.
Intellectual masturbation.
Robert, if you ever look at me again and say the word masturbation, we're gonna have to step outside.
I'm just saying it was an Urban Dictionary term.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look that up. Okay.
The definition was something about when one person gets off on, not really gets off, it's kind of like, you know, an exaggeration, but kind of gets off on, you know, scientific knowledge.
I like that, just like
epiphanies.
So you intellectually masturbated me.
Right.
Thank you. I feel very satisfied.
Okay.
Moving right along. And at the end of the news, it brings us to kind of a new kind of thing I wanted to try out, because we've been getting a lot of feedback lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to, you know, pay tribute to those people who are loving us.
Yes,
because we love them also.
Exactly.
You know,
we're getting a lot of messages, dude, which is cool.
I think we are. So awesome. I made this.
You've got mail.
Oh, God.
I like that.
We've got mail.
Message.
We've got some messages.
Message.
So we have been getting some love. Sorry, I'm studying on my words. I was smoking and drinking. Sorry.
Yes.
But one guy, Tatum Bisley.
Yeah.
Or Bisley. I'm not sure how you say that.
Tatum. Call him Tatum. I like
Tatum.
That name.
Tatum. He's a hip hop dance instructor in the UK.
And he came across our show from the Boogaloo Shrimp Show that we did.
I figured that.
Which is very cool.
I figured that, but that was kind of cool. We got listeners in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And hello.
He actually had a problem downloading.
Oh, please read it to his
Boogaloo Shrimp show.
To make my friend feel
so
at home.
I sent him the direct link, and he loved that so much that he thanked me. And he said, thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
You've just got a new regular listener. Loving it, too.
That's tight. When we're in the UK, show me where the weed spots are.
Tell your friends.
And show me where the dance spots are. I'm there.
Hey, it's kind of cool, though, because if we ever do go to the UK, we got love, dude.
Tatum, I'm looking you up, homie.
If we ever get there, I'm going to look you up.
We'll podcast from the UK.
I'm going to poke you on Facebook.
And then also this really cool guy, which we're gonna put together a show just for this guy.
Okay.
Just for this guy, Louis Cologne. Louis Cologne. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure too sure how
you're
gonna say
Louis Escalante.
No.
It's another Louis.
No, another Louis though.
We also do have to do an update show for that guy because he sent me an update.
Okay.
So Louis's update's coming up soon too.
But this is another Louis.
It's either Louis or Louis.
Okay.
I'm not too sure how you say it, but it's Louis.
That's Louis.
Louis Cologne.
That's Louis Cologne.
Okay.
All right. But he's got a problem, and we're going to get to that, and we're not going to share it right now because I just want to acknowledge him. He's
but
cool.
But thank
cool
you,
guy.
Louis, for listening. You are a great dude, and everybody else. There's like a lot of people, just girls and guys and people just shooting messages. I downloaded this show. Great. I've downloaded 10 shows. Thank you, guys. So we really want to just take this real quick time out to thank you guys for listening to the show, and we're going to keep bringing you guys crazy shit.
Yeah, and just a couple here, AJ DeLara.
AJ, that's my
as
buddy.
Usual. Darius Schwartz.
I like
his
name.
He seems to be a fan. Jason King.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
Shout out.
And Irene Michaels. I love that chick.
Oh, yeah. Irene is cool. She's really cool. I missed her. I missed her. I met her, dude. She's super cool. She came
from
like.
Sorry we left.
Oh, yeah. And then this other chick, Deonira Giannopoulos.
Uh-huh.
She's from Greece.
I couldn't tell from the name. No, that's dope.
And we got
dude.
Listeners in Greece,
Greece and UK. Dang, that's
we got them,
sick.
Like,
so, we're international.
I know.
So what's her name?
So
what's
cool.
her first name?
Deonira.
Once Deonira. Again, I'm going to tell you the same thing.
I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Tatum when I'm in Greece. Please show me where the weed spots are. And if I could sleep at your crib for like 1 or 2 days, I promise I'll hook you up with like $20 a day American. Straight up, boom. Andrew Jackson right there. Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank
and
you.
And Michael Middleton.
Oh, that's my buddy. I like that dude. He just straight started listening, dude. That's my he goes by Bot. Shout out to Bot, man. He's a cool Autobot.
And Jamie Lynn Campbell.
Don't know him or her. Jamie
her.
Is a kind of a
it's
okay.
Jamie.
She's cool. One of our good fans.
That's
dope. She's replying to us on our Facebook
that's
page.
That's dope, Jamie.
And that's where all our fans, whatever you guys are to us, we love you anyway.
Yes.
But go to our Facebook page
and
show us some love. And
Oddcast. Just go to the Oddcast. Type us in, The Oddcast. Just like that, and we'll be the first name to pop up.
Because we want to interact with you guys.
Yeah.
We do.
Send us some topics and shit. Let's get high. If I'm ever in a city and I'm looking for the weed, man, once again, I keep referring to that, but holla at you, dude.
I'll just go to a dispensary.
There was another one. What is his name? Anthony. Anthony, come up. Page.
Sorry. Anthony.
Antone.
Slow.
Yeah, Anthony Antlive Rivera.
Okay. Adlib. What's his middle name?
Antlive.
Okay.
Antlive.
What is he from?
The 420 show.
He's cool. Cool cat. He actually does his own type of show, something like that. We're going to have to connect with that dude, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Shout out to him.
He wished me a happy birthday today, too.
Cool dude, man. 420, I like you already, so.
Exactly.
Once again, I'm going to refer to the last four people.
Yeah.
Weed man.
So everybody
damn.
Out there, I mean, send us a message. Send
yes.
us a Facebook status update or something.
Please.
Just get in contact with us. Podtalkers@gmail.com.
Yes, podtalkers.com.
You know my link for Facebook doesn't work?
I fixed it.
Oh,
I
you
fixed
did?
It. Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay.
Just check us out on the Oddcast. Type that in. We'll be there.
On that note, we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Oddcast. PodTalkers.com. Turn it on.
Hey, y'all. I am so thankful for PodTalkers.com. They gone and saved my marriage. I started giving my hubby BJs after he did his chores, like they said, and now I can't get him to stop doing chores. They're doing things like cleaning pots and pans, even cleaning the gum off the driveway.
Hey, how did I finish punching the toilet?
Dying. See? I gotta go. Thanks, PodTalkers.com.
PodTalkers.com. It'll save your marriage.
The city of the stars, movies, women, and cars. Listening to The Oddcast, podtalkers.com.
Hey there, big boy. Yeah, you. I see you sitting there behind your computer. Hey, hands where I can see them. Why don't you head on over to podtalkers.com? Get ready for an eargasm. Turn it on. Yeah, turn it on.
All right, we're back.
That kind of turned me on, dude.
What?
I'm sorry. Stop. Oh, wait, your mom's... Oh, shit, she's not around. Okay,
I
cool.
I want to hear that.
That kind of turned me on. I can't even lie. Anyway, welcome back. Smoke is in the air, and the glasses are nowhere to be found because we've already drunk everything.
They're empty.
Huh? Damn. Nice.
I'm feeling good
and
right
I'm
now.
Drunk. I'm just kidding.
Now it is time to introduce our wonderful guests.
Yes, yes, they're back from the
I
green room.
The
big Hollywood director.
Independent director. I want to give a shout out to, give a nice Oddcast welcome. Shout out, Oddcast welcome to Andretti.
So what's up? How y'all doing?
And he brought his friend along.
Yeah, this is my sound engineer, Wiz. What up?
What's up, Wiz? See, I think people are going to start being able to tell the difference between before the smoke break and after the smoke break, because after I feel like my mouth is all blue.
Cotton mouth.
But we brought you guys in because we're going to be talking Hollywood tonight, and you're an independent film director, right, Dreddy?
Yeah, independent.
Okay,
yeah.
Keeping it independent, because I know a lot about the independent world, and I know that's where the money is. I mean, if you really want to, you know, kind of.
And too, I like the independent because it's more you get more creative control.
That too, yeah.
You know, you don't have the suits coming in and messing with your creativity. So that's why I kind of like to stick to independent.
Yeah, nice. So where did you get started? Where does Andretti come from?
Back in San Antonio, you know. Since I was like in the second grade, I knew what I wanted to do. Ever since I saw Back to the Future, I knew.
Awesome, I love that movie.
That got you, huh?
Yeah,
nice.
That was the...
I wanted that car.
Yeah, I wanted the skateboard. I wanted the skateboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Part two.
Yeah. But that was pretty much the hook, line, and sinker.
Interesting.
And since then, my whole life just was geared towards doing film. And once I got to high school, we had a show called ECTV.
Uh-huh.
And I got involved in that, and that kind of just pretty much just unleashed the brainchild.
Cemented it, okay.
Yeah, so then after that, it just was all downhill from there. The whole life been... If it had nothing to do with film, I don't want to mess with it. So
that's awesome.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I love that too. Though I actually made a student film in college.
Yeah,
as
I was
all
in
do.
It.
Yeah.
I was the dead girl.
It was kind of corny, but that's kind of, you know, before that, I'd gotten into it in high school, and I did it in college, and I wanted to do it longer, and I still do wedding videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just love, I love the movie making process.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
most of all, I love the editing part.
Yeah, yeah. See, I started off editing tape to tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
damn, tape.
Like,
for, tape? I was,
like my for birthday.
The,
yeah.
For the young kids, Desi
What's
involved.
A tape? No, I'm just kidding.
I started off VCR tapes. I had three VCRs set up that I would edit with. That's how I started.
Wow.
And like my birthday was a few weeks ago, and I was tripping because I was like, man, it's been 16 years I've been doing it.
Wow.
You know, I turned 31, so I was like, you know, I started when I was 15 in high school. And like I taught myself everything. So it's like I know how to work the camera, I know how to edit, I know how to do everything. So it was pretty much, you know, like Dusty, you know, I did a video for Dusty.
He's a one-man band.
You
He's
know,
a
one-man
band. Did you do the
She Hated December? Yeah, that, one, that was him. That one? Yeah, good. That was him.
Good.
Yeah, like, you know, I know how to do the lighting and everything. And that was my biggest thing was sometimes I would do jobs, like on film sets and certain stuff, and people be like, oh, why you didn't go for the bigger position? And I always felt I wanted to be able to know how to do everything from casting to producing. I wanted to know how to do every single aspect of making a film. That way, say if I'm like I do independent films now, I can teach somebody how to do the stuff that I've done, or if I don't have somebody do it, I can do it myself.
Nice,
right?
And so that was like just the beauty of it. That was the thing that a lot of people don't understand, the reason why they'd be like, oh, you know, you want to be a director, you want to do this, why you didn't go for that position? I'd be like, oh, well, you gotta start from the bottom and, you know, work your way up, and that way too you learn every single thing, because there's some people that all they can do is direct. They can't edit. They can't do none of that.
Yeah.
You sit them in front of Final Cut and they...
And they're done.
Yeah, yeah. You know, see, I can edit on Final Cut, Quantel, and Avid.
Nice.
You know, so I can do it on all. So it's just...
I got Final Cut and Adobe Premiere.
Yeah, yeah, Adobe. Yeah, yeah, that's another good one. Another one, too, is Sony Vegas is a good one.
I did get a chance to use that one, too.
Yeah, yeah, but...
they all work kind of the same.
Yeah, yeah, it just matter what's your preference, what you like,
yeah,
though. Like, see, like, I usually stick around it. I usually play around a lot in motion. That's the main thing. I mess. It's a program in Final Cut Pro that I use. I usually do most of all my stuff in.
We should have him direct a podtalkers.com something or other
commercial,
and we'll call it a something or other.
Something
I like
other.
That. Yeah. See, that's a brainchild right there.
We got to make that
Let's
happen.
Let's do something.
We should do like some kind of like, I don't know, like comedy sketch show or something.
We got to make that happen. It's nothing.
That
something
would be kind funny. Of awesome where we all just play the characters.
Yep. So you used to work for Fox News.
I used to work for Fox. That was fresh out of film school. Like I literally I graduated. My mom came and picked me up. I literally graduated, walked the stage, got my diploma, wheels on the road, bringing me back. So I had to start work that Monday. So
nice. Okay.
It was like, Fox was cool, but it was one of those things where, like, news is pretty much repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you don't really got too much creative control.
Yeah.
Even, like, when you're doing commercials and you're doing other stuff. Like, I did commercials for different car companies and everything.
Uh-huh.
And even when you're doing all that, it's pretty much already set in stone what you're going to do. And I wanted more control. I wanted to be more creative and do more things.
Okay.
And news just wasn't my thing. And then, too, you know, I come from the hood and stuff like that. So, when you work in news. And I was working in my hometown, so a lot of times... We'll go do a story, and it'll be my boy laid there dead.
Oh, God.
You know? So that started trying to take its toll on me, and it just was one
imagine.
Of those things that after a while, you just was like, nah, I'm cool on this, and I had to
Yeah, that
moving.
Must have been hard.
Yeah. It was you know, it was a little crazy sometimes, but it was one of those things you kind of just – because to them, you know, to them, like a lot of people that work in news, they never experienced nothing or been through nothing. So, you know, to them, it just was the next story.
Right. Yeah.
To me, it was a little bit more personal because it's like –
I know.
You know,
that
I got to edit this video, and I'm seeing all this blood, and you seeing all this and that, and you seeing your boy or somebody you know land.
That's crazy,
right?
So after a while, I just kind of it just took its toll, and this was something I was like, I got to move forward from. I couldn't deal with it no more.
Really?
And then too, I'm more of a film guy. I like to do film or music videos. Those are my two passions. So it just was news is cool, but it isn't for me. That wasn't my thing.
Yeah. You wanted to move on and do your thing.
Yeah.
How'd you get out to L.A.?
A lot of my boys from film school, one of my main people from back home, Ben, he was living out here, so I ended up coming out here. And that's where Wiz, I know Wiz, since me and Wiz met in film school. He was doing audio, I was doing film. So that's like 10 years ago, so we've been knowing each other for a long time. But, you know, this is where I always wanted to live at because this is
where it's at.
Like when I, like I said, when
Hollywood.
When I first saw Back to the Future, I went and told my mom, I was like, oh, mom, I want to do like how they did in the movie, this and that. I was saying all this stuff to her.
Right.
And she was like, oh, boy, they do that in L.A. That's movie magic. So back when I was a kid, I would say, I want to go do movie magic. I'll move to L.A.
Nice.
Movie magic.
Uh-huh.
you know, then once I got older, I realized, you know, it's Hollywood and
sets doing and films. Shit.
It ain't just called movie magic. You can't just go up and go, I want to do movie magic. They're gonna look at you.
But isn't it a thrill when you finish something?
Oh, that's the best feeling. The best feeling to me is when that's what I usually tell people. The best feeling to me is when those credits roll at the end of the film. Wiz experienced in our last movie, Streets Keep Calling Me.
I was gonna ask you about that.
That's the best feeling is when you see those credits roll, because how much hard work, especially doing an independent film, you so much more hands-on, you so much living. Like this movie I'm doing now, Book of a Thousand Deaths, I literally eat, sleep, everything is this movie right now for me. Like, I got to do so much. Like, just being a writer and director, I still had to do producer roles. I had to do so much stuff to get this movie still going.
Isn't it like watching people watch it?
That's the best feeling, to seeing people react to certain stuff. Yeah. Seeing people got like certain jokes or seeing their different emotions like react to certain stuff. That's the best feeling. That's the best part for me. Yeah, seeing them get what you're trying to get across.
Yeah.
Seeing them react to it, that's the best feeling. And
I made a lady cry with one of my wedding videos once.
Oh yeah, see?
That was awesome.
That's cute. They're divorced. No, they're divorced now, by the way. They fucking hate each other.
How did you know?
I know. That's usually how it ends up.
I made a guy cry at a wedding once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Interesting. So this Book of a Thousand Deaths, what's the deal with this
what is this new It basically started off I was doing a web series. I was going to do a web series on urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
I started up, and I shot one with Nina Bankhart, who came through. She did a great job.
Who's that?
She was the actress in the little short I shot. That's the promo video we got right now.
Okay.
We shot this about like a year ago. It was just something I was testing out just to see the response from it. And it was just an idea I had, and I was like, man, let's just try it out. And like, Wiz will tell you, that's me. I'll pretty much be sitting there. I get an idea, and we'll go out and shoot it. And that's the cool thing about being independent, too. You know, you just do stuff like that.
You just go whenever you want.
Yeah, so we ended up shooting it, and, like, the reaction I got from people was, like, everybody was going crazy about it. Like, the reaction was crazy. So I was like, all right, cool. And then it was a year ago. So I kind of didn't know where I wanted to go with it. I know I wanted to make it to a feature film, because at first I was going to do a web series, but since the response I was like, I got to make this to a film.
Yeah.
So I didn't know where I wanted to go with it. It wasn't clicking yet. Like, it wasn't just getting right. And the thing with me is, I won't write a script until I know exactly everything that's going to happen into it. Because it's like getting in a car. This is an old script teacher told me. It's like getting in a car. If you get in a car with no destination, you're just going to basically burn gas. You're just going to go in circles and circles and circles.
Very true, yeah.
And that's what I do with my screenwriting is I won't start a script. I won't write now one word until I know exactly where I'm going all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in and just take – that's why it takes me like a week or two to – knock a script out, because you know, I know exactly what I gotta do, because dialogue is so simple. And with me, with dialogue, I don't make my actors go exactly line for line, because I don't work with directors that be like, it gotta be just like this exact line, blah, blah, blah. Me, I like to let my actors play
improv and, if they have
and do that thing. I like to let them be able to grow as an actor and have fun with it and do that thing with it too. But if they can't get across what I'm trying to get across, then I go in and be like, well, let's just do it like this. But
makes it more natural.
Yeah, that's what I like, you know, because a lot of times, like, you can even sit and watch movies now, that big blockbuster movies, just sound like they're just reading.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it'll sound like,
yeah,
let's go in here.
Okay, very true.
Let's go out. You know, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah,
you know?
Very true.
Where what if you let them just be like, oh, you know, well, on this scene, we got to get outside. Like, the premise is, we got to get outside this door, so do your thing, you know. Then, you know, and, you know, then people have more fun with it. They'll add their self to it, and it'll be a lot more natural, because they know the character they're playing, and they'll bring a little bit of themselves into it and take it a little bit better.
Did you say Dusty was going to be in this thing, too?
Yeah, I got a little role I'm going to throw Dusty in. I actually was looking at your sister. She actually can play one of my main roles in the movie.
Really?
If she really wants to act, I got a perfect role for it.
What do you think, Destiny?
I can see Destiny in movies.
If she don't mind getting killed in a movie, it's...
I don't mind getting killed. I want to get killed.
Fuck it.
I can do it. I can do it. Well, I was in drama class.
Hey, let's
I'm
go
great,
for
but...
a trifecta and just put the whole podcast in
there. I told you we can get you in there. We can get you in there. We find something. I got some roles I still need. We cast it. We got a lot of our cast. We still got other people we got to get parts in. But like for your sister, it's a main role that I still need to cast that she fits the description perfectly.
Nice. There you
she
go.
She has tattoos.
See,
is that what it is?
Now you just fit it perfect, because it's supposed to be a college student. So
kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. So.
So what can we expect from Book of a Thousand Deaths? What type of movie is it? Who's in it?
Right now we got adult star, Misty Dawn. Meow, Misty Dawn.
You have my attention. Go ahead.
Yeah, we also got adult star Sophie D in there. We got Faso Faisano. He's been in Weeds, Righteous Kill, Soul Man. Entourage, John Tucker Must Die. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Who was he in Entourage?
Entourage, he played a security guard in a few episodes.
Okay.
With Drama, he was like going in with Drama when Drama was trying to get to the studios. He's in a few episodes, he's playing the security guard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that show.
And Weeds, he's the homeboy to the main black dude that she be messing with, like in season 2 and 3.
Yeah, okay. The dude with the aunt, the one with the who has the aunt that sells weed. Because I'm Netflixing the shit.
Not the aunt. He's the gangster dude. I forgot his name. I think it's Marcus or something. It's the homeboy.
And like season two, I think it is.
Season two, three, and four.
They start dealing with, she starts going down to the ghetto.
She just moved.
He was in the car in the Prius. We see the Prius when they did the drive-by in the Prius.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy in the next
I'll
shot.
Check it out.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys on the next shot.
I don't think he got that season yet.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. I'm 2000 and we already know.
He was in Soul Man too. I don't know if you've seen Soul Man with Bernie Mac and Samuel Jackson. He's the DJ. He's the DJ. He's the homeboy, the DJ in there.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, he was in Righteous Killer too with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and 50 Cent. He's 50 Cent's bodyguard in the movie.
So more about the porn star. I mean, the adult.
No, you were telling us about the how the movie's gonna go earlier, and the porn star, she has a pretty good role.
Miyah Misty Don is actually the face of the movie. Cause I'm gonna do 3 of these films, and she's actually the face, like the star of it, like. When you think of Book of a Thousand Deaths, the first person you're going to think of is Meow Misty Dawn.
Misty Dawn.
Meow, like a cat meow.
She's like your version of the Crypt
Keeper. I'm personally going to keep talking, but I'm going to go ahead and Google her and see what
Dusty, meow. She's going
to
be.
You can actually go to her website, meowmistydawn.com.
Okay.
That's a little plug for Misty right there.
Go ahead. Yeah. Keep going.
And she's basically like a Crypt Keeper. She's like, she'll be the one telling the stories, and then, like how the Crypt Keeper was. Because basically, it's Tales from the Crypt mixed with Elvira, mixed with
Tales from the Hood.
Just for all the perverts out there, can you spell her name out real quick?
Meow, M-E-O-W, M-I-S-T-I-D-A-W-N.com.
Thank you.
He's putting adding it to his favorites right now.
Redhead tattoo. Hello, Meow Misty Dawn. Okay, let's... shall we enter now? We sure shall. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. I'm just checking
out. Yeah, so it's basically that. Like I like old 80s horror, you know? Because you see a lot of the newer horror films, a lot of it's CG now. Even Ninja Assassin, it was a dope movie, but a lot of the blood and everything was CG.
Yeah.
I'm back to the old school, like props. Like, let's get it in. Let's go old school with the props and this and that. And show a limb getting cut off.
Ooh,
it's
kind
of the CG in it and stuff like that. So it's basically paying homage to when I grew up in the 80s with old horror films and stuff like that. And I'm just mixing and just bringing a new flavor to it. And I'm doing a thing that I like to call BAT, which is Blood, Ass, and Tits, which old 80s horror films,
TNA.
That's what they lived off of. Just
Blood, Ass, and Tits. Love
hot girls and lots of blood and just great kills. And that's what this is.
You are
bring.
Making sure to follow the horror movie guidelines, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's that?
The chick that gets banged gets killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's going to definitely happen.
You show your tits, you're going to get killed.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to be a whore. You're going to get killed.
Exactly. You get naked, and we're going to kill you afterwards. That's
Does anybody in your movie say, "I'll be right back"?
Nah, we don't have none of those. No Arnold Schwarzenegger lines.
See? Just to give one last quick shout-out to Meow Misty Dawn, who's the star of Book of a Thousand Deaths. On her website, she has a little message. And
hi, I'm Misty Dawn, and welcome to meowmistydawn.com. We can find exclusive videos, photos, and all-around really nerdy stuff about me.
Ooh, she's hot. I want to watch that like 28 times in a row.
I think you got your hook right there.
Yeah. There you
just
go.
Just put her on the poster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a vision. Her in some kind of, you know that Showgirls poster? Where that girl is the S in Showgirls?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Well, that movie didn't do too well, so I don't know about the
cover. Oh, shit.
The poster was nice.
You're talking about the one with the Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell chick?
It's a big cult film. It didn't do good at the box office.
Yeah, it didn't, definitely.
DVD and, like...
I'm just talking about the image on the front.
Yeah. Definitely, all my stuff is going to be very sexual and very...
awesome.
Trust me, any guy is going to...
Enjoy.
you walk through Blockbuster, any DVD spot, or you see this poster, you're definitely gonna be like, I gotta have that in my life. Trust me. I will.
That's a good tagline. I gotta have that in my life.
For real.
Yeah.
You if you're a dude, even girls, it's gonna make girls be like, I gotta have that. Like
Book of a Thousand.
You're gonna want this when you see it. You're gonna be like, I need that.
I love it, dude.
We should talk after the show because I'm a graphic designer too. I can help you out.
He's always pitching his many skills.
Hey.
Always.
I do lots of stuff,
which is cool.
We need it all. I'm independent, so hey, that's man.
Where can we hear? Where can we see anything about Book of a Thousand Deaths?
You can go to bookofathousanddeaths.com. You can. We on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr. We everywhere.
And that's 1,000 bookof1000deaths.com. Just to let everybody know.
And also too, see, since I'm doing independent, I'm doing a new thing. We're doing fan funding, where the fans can get involved and help make the film, so they can like put like $10. Say you pay like $10, you get your name in the end credits and a special thank you.
Okay,
you know, awesome. Or say like you get $25, you get the DVD and you'll get your name in the credits. You get $50.
That's independent.
You get the soundtrack, the poster to the movie.
Nice.
Everything. You give like, it's up to like $250. You get $250. You get the executive producer credit.
Wow.
Which is, you get your name real big in the front end at the end of the movie. Wow. You also get to come down to set when we shooting and hang out and chill. You pay like $150, you can come to the after party and the premiere of the movie. Like, we're doing things where
what do we get?
We get our name, Dusty Angel, guy in the background, jacking off.
Dusty girl getting killed.
This is a cool way to get the fans involved, and also to help make the film and get the funding that we need to make the proper movie.
That's
that
really
we gotta
cool.
make. Because we got DP Harold Wexler, who's a very well known director of photography. He did like over 60 movies, and he's the son of another famous DP, Sid Wexler. So that's a cool thing. We got Joanne Gross is going to be doing all the special effects. She's done a lot of movies too. And it's things like to help secure that and just to get the proper thing. So this movie has that legit look, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
It don't look cheesy and you know, like this. Like, it looks like,
Looks like a movie.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be my coming out party right here. This is going to be the one that kicks the door in. So,
Well,
you said you made a promo for it a while ago?
Yeah, I did a little promo video.
Is that online?
It's online. Like, I was going to say too, like, for the fan fund, you can go to indiegogo.com/book-of-1000-deaths.
Uh-huh.
And that's if you want to, you know, if you want to help, you know, you pay $10. Like I said, you get your name in the
credits.
That's
cool.
Like that. And, but if you go to like any other sites, you'll find a link to that site if you want to be involved in the film like that.
Is that promo on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Book of a Thousand Deaths. YouTube.com. Like, Book of a Thousand Deaths got all the sites. You can go to.
You can just Google it, and I'm sure.
I was going to ask if we could put a link, if we could put the video on our site.
Go for it. Our promo works, you know.
Cool.
We love all the promo we can get.
And if you guys out there support the independent, the hard work that these guys go through to put out a film like this and get the fans involved, go to bookof1000deaths.com.
Right now you'll want to go to either one of like the Facebook page or the MySpace page, and they'll send you a link to the Indiegogo page.
There you go.
Or you can go to Indiegogo.com and just search Book of a Thousand Deaths, and we'll pop up. And you can go in there and just hit the money sign, and it'll handle the rest for you.
Nice. That's cool. Okay, cool. So you're going to kind of hang out with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to chill. We're here.
Yeah, you kind of got the behind the scenes thing, we grew up kind of in Hollywood. I mean, let's be real. We're in LA
in
County.
Hollywood.
Outside
all
of
day. Yeah. 15 miles outside of Hollywood.
We're
literally.
Hollywood adjacent.
Yes, we're Hollywood adjacent.
We've been there
adjacent.
Quite a few times. Come on
now.
It's not that far from us.
Yeah.
We can drive there and get there within 30 minutes.
I haven't been
to
Hollywood more than I have in the last 6 months.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I grew up, like Desi said. That was the first place I partied when
I turned 18.
I went
to Club Velvet in Hollywood.
There you go, exactly. I was out in Hollywood because we all grew up kind of just like watching these movies, and like to people in Kansas and Ohio and Iowa, it's like, oh my God, Hollywood is this faraway land. But
yeah, people really idolize Hollywood.
Yeah,
it's a trip,
funny.
Right?
We had some, I think they were cousins. I don't know. They were some part of our family, and they grew up. They were white. They grew up somewhere not near Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And they thought, like, since we lived in L.A. near Hollywood, that we literally lived next door to the stars. Yeah. Like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Tom Cruise, you know? Like, no.
Exactly. like it's a South Park episode and shit.
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not what it's like. I mean, yeah, you can run into them, you know, by accident.
Yeah.
But it's not like you walk down the street and you see them every day.
Movie stars and celebrities, they're like Bigfoot.
Yeah, but we do.
They're always out there, but you never actually see one yourself.
You know,
WTF.
I personally have seen a lot of movie stars. Just literally, you just pull that roll down Hollywood. And the guy, I can't think of his name. He's an actor from Jason's Lyric. He's been in a lot of war movies, black guy. Anyway, I saw him pull it. He just pulled up right next to me in a thing in my car. He was in his Grand Cherokee. I'm like, oh, that's dude from Jason's Lyric.
Do you know who I think Vita Vontese or Dita Vontese?
No, she's but a pinup she model. Sounds hot.
Yeah, she used to be with Marilyn Manson.
Oh, okay.
I was at a bar in Hollywood, and right next to me was Vita Vontese. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
So it is.
I tapped her and I'm like, I get a picture.
Yeah. MySpace page.
But also, too, when I was driving from Venice Beach with my friends, next to us was, they saw him, but I didn't, was Jay Leno.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Was driving I've seen down. Jay Leno myself. I didn't see him, but yeah, they're like, that was Jay Leno right now. And I'm like, no way.
So if you think about it, for people that live over there, it's like we really do. I mean, they have never seen anybody, but we have. We can all name maybe three or four different instances
where we've seen.
I guess.
You know, but compared to somebody.
I went down my list before.
Yeah, now think of somebody that grew up in Kentucky, where my man Wiz is from. Could you imagine? They never seen. Give the mic to my man Wiz real quick. You grew up in Louisville. How many celebrities?
Louisville.
How many celebrities have you seen in Louisville?
Be honest. Only celebrities you probably see
that you didn't go to a concert to see.
You'll see like the Muhammad Ali's.
Really?
I mean, he's from Louisville.
Oh, okay. Never knew.
So you'll see things like that. But other than that, it's going to be a tour or something coming through, a show or something like that. You're not going to see Tom Cruise walking out.
Just walking.
Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt with all their kids.
Some chicken wings, you know what I'm saying?
It's not going to happen. No, because, I mean, I grew up in Long Beach, and I go back to Indiana, where it's not too far from Louisville, which is Western Indiana.
Yeah, that's very true, though, man. Like, you know, like you said, man, perception is everything. All you guys said, perception is everything. So when we see it on TV, it looks a lot bigger than what it really is.
Yep.
And that's how come.
I can say that.
That's how come in movies. In movies, when they make someplace else look like someplace else,
right?
They can do that because most people don't know what it looks like anyway.
Absolutely. Even know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Hollywood.
Some movies have like three different city shots. Like you're like, oh, that's L.A., and then all of a sudden it's Miami. Like, it's like back to New York or something, and it's like.
And I've been up to Universal Studios where they got, you know, 20 cities in a 2-block radius.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Universal City, Universal Town, Universal Court, Universal.
Yeah. And it's all
they film like Desperate
like
Housewives
right
there.
The backlot at Universal Studios.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
They do film Desperate Housewives back
there. Yeah, we drove by
there. A lot of shit, yeah.
They did a whole bunch of
Psycho.
Stuff back there.
Have you guys seen
Christina Ricci was there last was time we went on the tour.
Yeah, they have all kinds of different things. There was like an Adobe Village there.
Yeah, it's all kind of crazy.
New York, Chicago.
I actually got to walk through the prop room one time.
Oh, really?
That was pretty sick, too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's
crazy
dope.
Over there.
See, and we grew up here, and we've been watching this shit, and people watch it, and it's like, it's really nothing.
Yeah, this shit is nothing. We can't be amazed here.
Yeah, it's really, we're jaded. Is that the word? Jaded?
We're jaded.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, jaded, too, because me and my family went on audition to Family Feud.
Oh, no shit.
Quite a few years ago, actually.
It's played up here.
I was too young
to be on it.
Wish
we had women here.
The studio was so much smaller than it looks on TV.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's
probably like as big as my living room.
And it looks fake, right? It's like, kills
Price is
it.
Right. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, like when we went to Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Chelsea Lately last
killed
year.
It. I don't watch the show anymore. Yeah. I just look at it. I'm like, I already know what's going on in the background.
Behind the scenes is so crazy.
Yeah.
Because I also did go on a few auditions for TV show games.
Uh-huh.
Game shows. And being behind in the sets of NBC Studios and CBS,
uh-huh.
It's really weird back there.
Yeah.
It's like so technical and, you know, like.
You don't want to know this stuff.
No.
What's that word? Like, you don't want to know the wizards behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Right. We really don't.
You
don't
want
to
know what's going on behind
the
curtain.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, hell no. But could you guys imagine, like, what it was back in the, like, late 1800s, early 1900s, when, like, the first type of film actually came around? Like, the first actual thing to get on film was it was a horse. I don't know if you guys have ever White School. Let's get it. In 1877, Edward Maybridge successfully photographed a horse named Sally Gardner in fast motion using a series of 24 stereoscopic cameras.
That one little movie
give
proved
it to me.
That
give it to me
in Gallup, a horse actually has all four legs off the ground.
A white school.
Top of my class.
You only learn that shit in a white school, man. Or if you're in the top class.
Yeah, top class
at
in a Mexican
school. That's the only
same equivalent.
Time.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. So around that time, you know, people like realized that was actually based on an experiment, and then like people like Thomas Edison, who are alive back then, and other inventors, like thought, okay, cool, we can actually do something out of this. And, you know, for years, people that the 1920s, 1912, when Charlie Chaplin and these guys were around, people were actually watching these films with people weren't even talking. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just a guy sitting on a projector, just kind of just cranking the thing, speed it up a little bit, he slow it down, give it effect. And this gave birth to, like, the biggest thing, Hollywood. And these guys were stars back then, dude.
Yeah. If you watch it, think if you watch one of those Charlie Chaplin movies, think about how people back then might have been looking at it.
Amazing.
Oh, I know.
It was amazing. They've never seen anything like this.
It looks ridiculous to us.
Yeah,
these people
is.
Are running
boring.
Around like little
exactly.
penguins. And there's not even talking.
And
they're making
flash
these
a card.
Outrageous, you know, facial expressions and everything. But think about how people back then, you know, they'd never seen an image captured on motion before.
Yep, exactly.
It was like magic.
Yeah, it really was. Exactly. People did compare it to magic. People thought like weird ass, you probably could call them right wings today, but weird ass people thought this was some sort of magic like hoax that people were playing on the people. I mean, and it drew like really, really large crowds. And basically the biggest grossing movie of that time was this movie called The Birth of a Nation, which I'm sure you guys have heard of. It basically depicted the Ku Klux Klan as heroes. And at that time it caused a lot of controversy. It was a silent film, and they basically it was based around the Ku Klux Klan saving the country after the Civil War.
Some white guy filmed that, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I forgot the guy's name, but this
from Indiana,
millions
too.
Of people. He probably was from Indiana, exactly. Millions of people watched this movie, and it obviously caused like protests and riots and things like that. But this, to this day, if inflation was kicked in,
yeah,
it's the biggest grossing movie of all time, The Birth of a Nation.
So it was like $200 back then?
It was something like in the like $1 million or some crazy ass low number. But it's basically the biggest grossing movie of all time. And it was a silent film based on Ku Klux Klan.
What's your favorite movie, Dusty?
My favorite movie of all time, the one I could watch over and over again, is probably The Warriors.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
Warriors.
I have too many favorite movies. I can't pick just one.
It's really hard. There's like
one.
Five,
huh?
But yeah, if
you
I had to pick that one.
If I had to pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. This sucks. Probably Wedding Singer.
That's a
because
you know
I've
what?
Seen it so many
Top
times
five.
And I can watch it 50 million
Top
times
five.
And still want to watch it over and over again.
Love
and Dirty
it.
Love, which is not a
Dirty
popular
Love?
Film.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's not a popular film. It's with Jenny McCartney. But it was just McCarthy, whatever. But it was just like a
bitch.
Funny movie. It was just like stupid slapstick comedy type crap.
Uh-huh.
It was funny.
It's
a girly movie probably too, but I can watch it. I've actually seen it 50 million times.
Really?
Yeah.
Sad. True Lies.
True Lies. Really?
Yeah.
With down.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Never figured you for a True Lies guy.
Really?
Nah.
It has fond childhood memories attached to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Dana, no. Sorry.
I was, yeah, that's True Lies, huh? That's an
interesting
pick.
Shit. My favorite's probably Trading Places.
With Richard Pryor. Tom Hanks.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, okay.
Yeah, and Eddie Murphy
who played the white guy?
Dan Aykroyd.
That's who it was. I was getting that in the Money Pit mixed up.
Yeah, Money Pit was
yeah, that
one.
Was a good one, too.
Like,
yeah.
I liked those movies back in the day when I was
What about
kid.
You, Dreddy? What's your favorite movie, if you could just pick one of all time?
It'd be Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. Good one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Curtis Haynes, Courtney,
no.
Corey.
Corey Haynes?
There we go. Yeah, that guy.
The one that's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be Lost Boys. More for kind of like what Rob was saying. It's more sentimental value as growing up as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like my grandma, me, and my cousins, the anticipation for the movie was coming out.
What was the one with the two Corys?
License to Drive. What's the one? Yeah, yeah. He was asking, what's the one with two Corys? License to Drive.
There was so many of them back in the 80s. So.
Yeah, yeah. Breakfast Club is another good one. Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
Classic. These
Requiem
are all.
For a Dream. You still haven't seen
yeah,
that
Requiem
yet.
Yeah, Requiem for a Dream is classic.
Really?
Dream. It's classic.
The other day with about the skaters.
Thrashing.
Was it Gleam in the Cube?
Gleam in the Cube with Christian Slater.
The Skaters.
Yeah. See, I know. I'm very well wide range. With the Asian gangsters, boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah.
All
Gleam
that. I know what's up. Love gangster movies. I love gangster movies. What do you guys watch horror movies? Because I love horror movies personally.
Yeah.
They actually did a poll. Obviously, there's probably a million polls out there of the top horror movies of all time.
You know what horror movie I think they fucking slaughtered?
Which one?
The new. I haven't seen it yet, but I just saw the previews. A new Elm Street.
Oh yeah.
It's a remake of all the other movies, but it just I don't know. Just like watch the previews and they kind of killed
it
because
for what it is.
But the Freddy Krueger sounds like Batman from the last one. You know? He doesn't even look the same. They changed the whole storyline. Like, he doesn't look the same. No, he doesn't.
They tried to switch it up to make him look more gory. Now they wanted to make it look more like a real burnt victim. Now,
And, but I like the very first one.
Yeah, the very first one was good. I've been actually watching all of them the past few days.
Classic.
I've been watching all of them.
Yeah,
and the first one was
good. Yeah, with Johnny Depp in it.
The other ones, I just think they were so good. And I'm like, man, these suck.
But you know what? I love to watch him. I love to get high and watch Freddy because he was so funny, man.
But the old ones were like the best. That one scared the shit out of me.
The first one was the best.
I'll say this just like everybody. Complained about Superman, complained about all those other movies that they remake. Just take it for what it is. It's an update for the new generation.
It was great. It's
fucked up for us because we grew up with the originals, but it's for my sister who is, you know, 15.
Yeah, never seen it.
She didn't get
true,
to experience
very true.
Freddy. This is the first experience she's going to get with Freddy. It's for the new generation.
But it kills it for us.
I'd rather watch the old one than come out with these new ones.
You know what? The one like really got me as a kid, and it was really based on the music, was Halloween.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Halloween. Yeah.
Michael Myers.
That Halloween 2 sucked. But that last one that just came out with, that one was
horrible.
You want to see a good horror movie, though? An independent horror film that would freak you out that
What's
still
that?
To this day tripped me out. It's an independent film. It's a French film called Martyrs.
Oh, the independent films are the best.
This movie is so crazy. The first 45 minutes, you're going to be sitting there like, oh, Andretti, what was he talking about? But that last 45 minutes, I was watching this. This one, it was storming real bad. I just saw it a few months ago. It was storming real bad out here in L.A. I was watching it, and it was thunderstorming and everything. I watched it like 3 in the morning. And when that last 45 minutes started kicking in, I was sitting in my house
got
tripping.
Oh, I've seen movies like that.
I went to go to sleep. Went to go to sleep. And I'm sitting there kind of like freaking out. Like I'm hearing stuff. Every little move was making me jump. Like,
yeah, I hate that when you're like, what's that? What's over there? What's that noise?
Martyrs. Look that movie up. That movie is crazy. A French film. That movie is... Man, that movie's crazy, for real.
Better Netflix that.
And if you want to see another crazy film, check out my man Andretti. Book of a Thousand Deaths, right?
Book of a Thousand Deaths.
Just Google it. You'll find it somewhere, and I'm sure pretty soon you'll have your own website for it.
Well, we got a website. It's just it's bookofa1000deaths.com. It's up. We just haven't opened it up
yet.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Support the independent, because the independent is what turns into big Hollywood, that's what we all love to watch, is that good creative shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this crazy shit. We've all brought up movies that a lot of people have never heard of, like the movie that you saw.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, or the other
one.
I told
Denise
too.
About it last time.
Really?
She said she wanted to watch. It's a really good movie.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check that shit out.
A classic
cool.
And Jennifer Connelly.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for coming out. Make sure you check us out at podtalkers.com.
podtalkers@gmail.com.
Air FM.
iTunes. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace. Book of a Thousand Dreams.
Take the high road. Listen to the podcast with Adam and Manny. Saturday morning, 7 Eastern, 4 in the West. Era FM Channel 1. If you're still up at 4 in the West, you need the podcast.